Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. I pray all is well with you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the land. I just pray that the Holy Spirit is touching you and comforting you and strengthening you where you're weak, and that you're keeping the faith in the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and righteous Father, merciful God, we come through the way, the truth, and the life, the name of the only name, Yahshua, in the English language, Jesus the Christ, as we led the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. As we thank you for this glorious day, Father God, we ask that you continue to bless and watch over us, and we ask you to forgive us for our sins and our transgressions before you. Lord God, we ask tonight that you send your angels to be dispatched to us right now as we come out and break chains and go up against the enemy right now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. Father God, we ask that you comfort everyone, strengthen everyone, open up their minds and their hearts to receive your words tonight, Lord God. Father God, let this be a happy holiday season for everyone. Those that are struggling right now, Father God, send your Holy Spirit to touch them and to give them whatever their hearts desires right now, Lord God, if it be your will. Father God, we ask for continued strength tonight, Father God. And we ask all of this through the name of your Son, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. All of God's children say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you and good evening. Welcome to Breaking Chains. It's a Wednesday evening. Pastor Rod's coming on. Time for you to suit up, put on your full armor of God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no. Not even no devil pulling me down. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done may be a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Ain't no shackles on me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my defense is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priority see on top, and I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him. I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no. No. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent the stain like a crypt throwing seize up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's gonna be down. your hands up. If you really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles holding me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's holding me down. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done made me a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, no.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Thank you, there, big bro. What's going on with you? Pastor Rod stepping in. Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Tonight, you know, just wanted to come in and hang out with you a few minutes tonight. You know, everybody's in the kitchen cooking. You know, got them turkeys going, that dressing. Oh, man. That macaroni and cheese. Sweet potato pie and pound cake. Boy, look at here. Boy, them kitchens is smelling up some stuff, boy. Let me tell you something, though. Work still has to be done. There are those that are still needing a word from the Lord. And we want to make sure that we're here to provide that. As far as tomorrow night, not sure yet. We let God do that. But tomorrow, everybody will be off. We're going to be off until Monday after tonight. We'll still be doing the work of the Lord. We'll still be praying on Saturday morning. We'll still be doing everything as usual. Just won't be on the airwaves tomorrow night with you. So we want to come in with you tonight and celebrate Thanksgiving with you. And just want to talk to you about just being thankful. You know, it's something because we should definitely practice being thankful every day. We talked about this on last week about just celebrating and being thankful, and not everybody, and showing love and everything this time of the year, this holiday season time. And we want to start doing better as children of God and serving Him and worshiping Him and thanking Him at all times, for all things, in all situations. Because one thing about it is, you know, God tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we should give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And you may ask the question, how can I give thanks when things are not looking good for me? Sometimes we have to take a pause and step back and pay attention to the situation. Is the situation having turmoil because it's a situation we shouldn't be involved in? We should be giving thanks for the signs and the warning that God is putting before us. Is the situation something that we're jumping ahead of or shouldn't be involved in at all? Should be waiting on or being patient with, or are we moving too fast, or are we doing the wrong thing? It could be anything. And we have to work on building our relationship with God and getting closer to the Son of God and having the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Scripture does say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And just for that, Psalms 107 tells us that we should, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. So God is going to always be there for you and just open doors for you. And the thing about it is that we have to be an obedient people. We have to be obedient children of God. We have to follow the laws of God, you know, which is the word of God. You know, we have to stick to the covenant of God. And there are things that we have to do in order for God to do what he has to do in our lives. And you know what, y'all, we have to be willing to do our part, you know. And the thing about it is that, unfortunately, we sometimes want things our way, and we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen to what God tells us in Ephesians 5. He tells us in verse 15 to look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. And then he says, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of the reverence for Christ. And the thing that grabs me in that is that Christ did that for us. He submitted himself. He let God's will be done in his life, to take his life out of reverence for God, for his love for us. He's the Christ. The thief told him, he could have got up off that cross. He could have got, you know, a legion of angels could have came and got him. Dr. Kim taught us, like, legion of angels are like thousands. So just imagine legions of angels, plural. So we have a lot to be thankful for that I don't think that we pay attention to on a daily basis. And listen, I come here to help to shine the light only, not to tear anyone down, to step on any toes, just to bring sound doctrine and speak the truth. That's all. That's all I want to do. Do the work of the Lord. Do what he tells me to do. May not be always pleasing to you, but I'm not trying to please you. I'm trying to please God. I strive to please him every day. I just pray that what I'm saying to you would touch your spirit, and it would make you take a look at yourself and the things that you're doing and the things around you and the people around you, because that's what our lives is all about. You know what I'm saying? We're not hermits. We just don't live in a hole or live in not around people. Even doing this pandemic, you know, there are things that and people that we still have to do, and people we still go around, you know. And the thing about it is, we always have to be vigilant and sober minded. And when you hear the word sober, you know what I'm saying? By the time I don't drink. But see, you don't have to have a piece of alcohol to hit your body. You know what I'm saying? To not to be sober minded. You know what I'm saying? You can be knocked off your game just by distractions, just by temptation. You know what I'm saying? Just by the tricks and the illusions of the enemy. You know what I'm saying? You can get drunk into that, you know, and pulled in, you know what I'm saying? And get you off your game. So you have to be sober minded, be vigilant. You know what I'm saying? That means that you have to be on your game in all areas of life. You know, and I just read that, you know, it says, do not get drunk with wine. You know, that this time of the year right here is a time that we indulge so heavily into alcohol, and we overindulge in eating and we just, you know, we just go all out, and we still have to be mindful of who we are and whose we are and how we carry ourselves. See, the thing about it is that, you know, we talk a lot about how we can, we're going to be blessed and we're going to get this and we're going to get this, but do we talk about how we get it? Are we thankful for the way that God set it up for us to get all these blessings? You know what I'm saying? Or are we against what we have to do to receive it? You know, following God's laws. You know what I'm saying? Sticking to the covenant of God. You know what I'm saying? Loving God with all of our mind, heart, and soul, everything with us. And loving each other as we love ourselves, as Christ loved us. You know what I'm saying? Are we doing those things? Because we know that we got a lot to be thankful for, because John 3:16 say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe that," you know, he should, guess what? He should have eternal life with him. So the thing about it is that, Where do we stand in life today as we go into this holiday season? What are you thankful for? You know what I'm saying? What is it that you are focused on? You know what I'm saying? Today is not over. Are you already into next year, 2021? So it's okay to have a future. Have your mind set up on your plans. Game plan intact. Oh, wonderful. But let's get through the day too. You know what I'm saying? Let's always be prepared. Let's never, it's something that Pastor Jackson says a lot. He says, don't ever get caught off guard. Not G-U-A-R-D, guard, but off God, G-O-D. Don't ever get caught off guard. Because one thing about it is that we don't know when the sky is going to crack. And we got to be snatched up and meet him in the clouds, in the sky. And the thing about it is that a lot of people don't believe in that. A lot of people call you crazy, call your names, talk about you, try to embarrass you and all this kind of stuff. I don't debate about it. There's no need. People believe what they believe. You know, what's in a person's heart, that's between them and the God they serve. But then I know that it's going to be between them and the God that we all will bow down to, all of us. So the thing about it is if we're having debates about the same God because we call him a different name, we got bigger issues that we need to fix. Honestly, you know, this is a time when families come together, and a lot of families have flown into town, driven into town, or however. And the thing about it is this year is much different than a year ago tomorrow. Because they say unless you got people that are immediately in your house, is that who you need to be having your holiday with. You shouldn't go here. You shouldn't do this, and you shouldn't do that. So when you think about that, is that no matter how you want to look at that, there's separation in families going on, more greater than ever now. There's a sign being sent out by God, and my prayers is that everybody is paying attention to what God is saying. We are in a time where things have changed within a matter of since the beginning of the year, and a lot of people got a lot going on. All of us are under one condition with this pandemic, and I know you say what's why you call it a pandemic, because you know, God allows things to happen for a reason. God's in charge of everything. Nothing can take place without his approval. and people are blaming God for things that are going on in the earth. But why can't we hold ourselves accountable for the role that we play in this? Why aren't we taking a look at the one in the mirror and fixing our part? Because if all of us take a look at the person in the mirror and fix what's wrong with us and ask God to clean us up, that one that's cleaned up can show that next one how to get cleaned up. Because one thing about it is the blind can't lead the blind, but straight to the ditch. So if you hanging around people that don't want nothing better, don't want nothing greater in life, you with the wrong people. And you need to reevaluate yourself and check yourself and disappear on them, because they're not for you. And you know what? In Colossians 3, God says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body." Listen now. "And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom." Singing psalms here. I just read this to you, and all you listening, it says, "With thankfulness in your hearts to God." It says, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." So the thing about it is that we have to learn to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. You know, let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Because listen, God's peace, listen, God's peace is a unimaginable, unexplainable. You know what I'm saying? Your mind can't even fathom about what God's peace is all about. Why? Because listen, what type of peace like that have you had in your life? You know, because when you think about that, and you think about God's peace, and how you would want to have that type of peace in your life. And can we imagine that? So it's like we gotta, and I'm laid back tonight with you, because I wanted to come on tonight and just give thanks and just know that everything's gonna be all right. You don't need to worry, because God tells us in John 16, I say these things to you so that you will have peace in me. He say, "In the world you have distress, but be encouraged. I have conquered the world." He's conquered the world. And it's something, because people got a lot going on right now. Not the same type of Thanksgiving. Loved ones are resting in peace that we had not too long ago, and now they're gone. And this is a different type of holiday coming in and coming upon us. And you got to keep looking to the hills from which coming your help, because your help still comes from the Lord, no matter what it looks like today. No matter what you're telling yourself that you're going to feel like tomorrow. You can just keep looking to the hills and let God have it. Because one thing about it, he tells us in Jeremiah 29, what he says to us? He said, "I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace, not disaster, to give you a future filled with hope." So no matter how dark it looks right now, He has plans for peace for you and a future filled with hope. Because he says he knows the plans he has for you. He created you. So we have to help each other to get through these situations. We have to help each other to overcome the hurdles and the obstacles together. And this is, listen, this is a time when we're supposed to show the fruit of the Spirit, like Galatians 5 and 22 talks about. You know, and we've been talking about it. But this is the time. If no other time, you need to ask God to put it in your heart, to remove the ugliness and replace it with the fruit of His Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Let that fill you up. Because you know, the holiday season is a time when people come together out of love and they haven't seen family and friends in a while. And this is time we come together and be together. And now it's different, but we're still going to do it. So since you're still going to do it out of love. Do it with peace in your heart. Good thoughts, good feelings in your heart. Don't let alcohol ruin that for you. Don't let drugs ruin that for you. Don't let bad vibes ruin that for you. 1 Peter 3 says, they should shun evil and do good, seek peace and chase after it. So this is a time, holiday season is a time to give thanks, but also it's a time that a lot of people have heartache, have pain. Some people, while others are celebrating, others are hungry and struggling and suffering and hurting, depressed, angry, frustrated, going through something, in the hospital, sick. And while we are having joy and peace and celebration, brothers and sisters, let's take a time. Let's take a minute. Let's take some time and step aside and pray for those that are less fortunate. Let's pray for those that don't have what we have. Let's pray for those that are struggling to have a meal tomorrow to take care of their families. We don't know their situation. But let's make sure if we're not helping him, let's pray for the people all over the world that are suffering and struggling. And if you can help, help. You know, it's not about being seen helping people. It's about doing it from your heart. It's about doing it out of love. Because there are a lot of people that got a lot of heavy weights on their shoulders. Don't know where the next meal coming from. Don't know nothing. Don't know if the light's gonna be coming back on or cut off. You know what I'm saying? One way or the other. But we got to tell them what it says in 1 Peter 5 to throw all your anxiety onto him because he cares about you. We got to let them know that God cares about them through us. We got to stop being so booted up and angry and saying we Christians and we showing we going through it and we not throwing our anxiety on it. So how we expect someone in the dark to do it and we the light in not doing it. So the thing about it is that it's so much going on. And in Luke 1, down in verse 78, it says, because of our God's deep compassion, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to give light to those who are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide us on the path of peace. That is amazing. And by that type of scripture like that, it says God's deep compassion. You know, the dawn from heaven those sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. God's going to put them on the path of peace. Because we don't know what the next man or woman is going dealing with. So you know, we have to go back to WWJD. What would Jesus do? And we stop doing and saying certain things and acting certain ways because debates start coming up about what we should call him and what ain't real and what this ain't and this. Listen, we know Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, is not that picture of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man. Caucasian, excuse me. Simple as that. We know that. We know that the Bible was altered. We know that. But you know what the most important thing out of everything, y'all? Is that we got a lot to be thankful for. Because that book is written about us. When he opened our eyes every morning, he's waking up one of his children. The apple of his eye. Breathing breath into your nostrils every morning, waking you up, touching you with his finger of love. And you know what? All we have to do is continue to build our relationship up with it. Listen, you know, Job 22 says, get along well with God and be at peace. From this, something good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth. Put his words in your mind. That still applies to you today. There's so much foolishness in the world today that is pulling you away from God. We still are to take our instructions from God and follow the law of God and live by the word of God, period. We should be thankful that we have a God that gave us an instruction manual on how to live, what to expect, what is coming. Let me ask you something, my God. You don't think that there's something to be thankful for? You know what's yet to come. You know what lies ahead by studying the word of God. Listen, you know how to discern good from evil. You understand? You have the ability to live according to the fruit of his spirit inside of you. You don't think that that's something to be thankful for? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You mean to tell me that God's Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, wants to live in this body? And I'm not going to be thankful that a sinner like me, he wants to continue to move me forward. He forgave me, cleansed me, washed me clean. The ultimate blessing of the whole wide world, that he laid down his life, shed his blood so I could be clean and redeemed back to the Father? You don't think that that's something to be thankful for? Man. Ooh, my God. Listen, I'm click back over here. I apologize. Our overseer standing by. Let me bring him on. Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp, our overseer. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Pastor. Good evening, and God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Good evening.
Hey, Pastor, I was listening,
Yeah,
excuse
go ahead,
me.
No, go ahead. I was telling you. Yeah, I was just we were talking about that thankfulness. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah. As we approach this Thanksgiving day tomorrow, there was a song, a gospel song that said, every day is a day of Thanksgiving, that we need to take the time to glorify the Lord today. Each and every day is a day of Thanksgiving. We should thank God for just the simple thing, the air we breathe. Without it, no one would be alive. We need to thank God for food on our table, clothes on our back, shelter, automobiles, our children. A reading about a portion of health and strength. All too often, we think that a person is blessed because of the larger things in life, and that has no relevance to us being blessed. There are people today that we call that's the millionaires and billionaires of America who have received their money from ill-gotten gain. Over and so many people are. The thousands and hundreds of thousands of acres and land that they own was taken from Native Americans, and the slaughtering and slave working to make raping and slave to get the money that they have today. So we have the wrong impression about being blessed. I believe that being blessed is having the uncanny innate ability to rise above your adversity. I think that as African American and we are blessed people because we have that uncanny innate ability to rise above all the adversities that have been put upon us and placed upon us today. And we thank God for that. Father said, giving thanks, we should always give God thanks. And everything, give God thanks for everything that he's done. Reminded of the fact ever so often, I think about the 10 lepers, how when Jesus was passing through, going on the way to Jerusalem, he passed through a little part of, it was round by Jericho, and when he went there, they say there were 10 men who stood afar off, and they were lepers. But it would behoove me to tell you, before I tell you the story, to tell you there are two type people in the world. There are thankful people, and there are thankless. There are people that thank God for everything they get, but there are people that don't thank God for all that he provided us with. We think we've done it all on our own, that we fail to realize that it's only by the grace of God we'll say, I pick myself up from my bootstrap instead of saying, I thank God for what he's done for me. Well, in that story in the Bible, it talks about the 10 lepers. 9 of them were Israelites, and one was a Samaritan. And they all had lepers, and when you have leprosy, Mother Teresa said it was like sin of the soul. It eats to the bone, your fingers will fall off, you turn white, and different things would just rot off your body, parts would fall off, but your skin color would turn white, pale. And matter of fact, that's the only place in the Bible that a person was cursed never to be turned black, but to be turned white. That's the only place from Genesis to Revelation where a person was cursed to change color. But nevertheless, that when Jesus passed by, they stood up and they cried out, O Son of David, have mercy. The Bible declared that as when Jesus was, and they had to stand afar off having leper, they couldn't come upon him, and they had to cover their mouth and warn him that they were unclean and call out, unclean, unclean. And Jesus asked them what they wanted to do, and they wanted to be healed. Jesus knew the follow by the law, because during the time Jesus walked the earth, it was still the law. It wasn't the New Testament yet. So Jesus knew that by the law, the only way they could go back to their family. See, being a leper was a lonely life because you couldn't live around people. You had to live out on the outskirts in the mountains by yourself because people were afraid of the disease. But if you were to say you was here, you had to go to the priest, and the priest had to pronounce you clean. Well, when Jesus passed by and asked them to have mercy, Jesus told them the first thing to do was go show yourself to the priest. Now, I would only imagine with me, if you will, Jesus told these 10 men that had lost toes and fingers and skin, had changed color, bones aching, and they had sores, and they're walking, and all of a sudden their toes came back, and their fingers grew back on them, and their skin turned the right color. They don't have sores anymore as they're walking back, but there are 10 of them walking, and one of them is a Samaritan, but all 9 of them continued to walk and to go to the priest, but one of them turned around when he realized that he was healed, and he came back, and he bowed down, and he told Jesus, thank you. And the rest of them kept going. And see, that's what I was saying. There are people in this, on this earth, two kinds: thankful people and thankless. There are more people who are thankless than thankful. See, we need to understand, we need to be grateful for God, for roofs over our head, to have stuff to live in. We need to be thankful for the water that we drink. We need to thank him for the food, the automobiles, the clothes. We need to thank God for the employment that we have, the job that we work. We need to be able to thank God if you're on welfare. Thank him for those who. We need to be able to just be say, thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for me. This guy came back. He wasn't an Israelite or a Jew, but he was a Samaritan, the one that worshiped in the mountains. He was the one that came back. See, you can't tell who's the one that's more thankful by the way you react or how things go down. It's sometimes it's the one you least expected to be the one that will come back and give you all the praise, honor, and glory to God. He came back, and Jesus actually said, were not there 10? Where are the other 9? Only one came back to give God thanks. And so today I beseech my brothers and sisters to go say thank you, sir. Say to God, don't ask him to give you anything, but just say thank you. Before you go to bed tonight, don't tell him, look after my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, or the COVID or anything, because the Bible declared he know everything before we ask. This time, just say thank you, sir. Thank you. Just thank him and go to bed. You know, sometimes we begin to be beggars. If you're always asking somebody to give you, give you, give, what are you giving him? Are you giving him the honor, the praise, and the glory? And how can you give somebody something that have everything? By our faith and our belief in him. That's how we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise, by living by his word. Because the Bible declared the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell there, and the cattle on a thousand hills belong to him. So we need to learn to just say, thank you, Lord, for bringing me from a mighty, mighty long way. Thank you for building me bridges over troubled water. Thank you for making my crooked road straight, my rough road smooth. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us throughout the Bible. They had that God was teaching us lessons to be thankful people and not thankless. We need to understand when the Lord tells us to bear ye one another burden, when we see a brother or sister doing bad, we ought to bear that burden. We ought to bear that burden no matter how hard it goes. I remember the old church, the old African-American church said, bear ye one another burden even in the heat of the day. Meaning no matter how hard time be there, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we should bear one another burden no matter how rough time get. When the going get tough, the tough gets the going. And we ought to be there for one another. Throughout the Bible, it tells us with everything to give God thanks. And there's so much that we need to be thankful for today. My brothers and sisters, I think about just about all that God has given us. Although we were slaves, we need to thank God for the freedom that he's given us. No matter what we're going through, we need to be able to say, thank you, sir. I think about all the time, I think about it. Think about the Bible. I think about the woman with the issue of blood, how she had been bleeding for 12 long years, but she knew how to be thankful. She was able to reach out and touch his garment, and he was made whole. The Samaritan woman at the well, when Jesus told all about herself, she ran, and she was the first evangelist. She said, she praised him by saying, come, let me show you a man. what all that he had did for her. He told her all about herself. But she was the first evangelist when she said, come to me, show you a man. Evangelists go out and try to save the lost and bring people into the fold. Now, yes. Today, we have so much to be thankful for, Pastor. As I look over life and I think about where God has brought me from, I think about where God has African Americans. And don't get me wrong, we have a very, very long way to go. We've been abused, misused, lied to for so many years that we've been lied to. But thank God for the ability to read and to gain knowledge. Thank God for computers. Thank God for all these things. Thank Him for us being able to comprehend things today.
Yes.
I want us to just to say thank God for to just be thankful. See, because I believe that every day, Pastor, that we wake up, we need to say thank you, Lord. I reminisce on the things that I think about every morning. I see when you do your prayer, you have this prayer that you text out to everyone. And you thank God, one of the first things you do, you thank God for waking you up that morning. And that's what we need to be. And I want to say we need to just thank God, because every day, no matter what shape you're in, no matter how bad a condition you're in, long as God is waking you up, you have an opportunity to change things or to make things better.
Yes.
So you still thank God. It was Job. Job told his wife when she said when they fell on hard times and lost 10 kids and all the sheep and the camel and the donkeys and the she-ass and things and their homes and their serving men, serving men. Job told his wife when he said, curse God and die, said, you speak as a foolish woman speaks. Shall we not accept the good and shall we not accept the bad? Job was saying we need to be able to thank the Lord when things are going bad as well as they're going good.
Yes.
See, we only think that we can only praise God when we're on top of the mountain. We need to learn to praise Him when we're on top of the mountain and we're in the valley too. Because I want you to understand too that we have to have faith and we need to thank God, because I thank God for my valley experiences. Because if you ever watch a picture of a beautiful, pristine mountain, the majestic of the mountain, on top of the mountain is snow. But in the valley, you see a clear stream with green grass, because that's where everything grows in the valley. We grow through our struggles. We grow through our adversity. We grow through turmoil. God learns us to be strong in going through it. And did we choose this time to say thank you, Lord? But I want to tell us it's just not Thanksgiving. Every day we need to be thankful to God, no matter what. God have did so much for us and so many others. We need to learn to just say thank you, sir. God bless.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor. My God. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And y'all, we just wanted to come on tonight just to share our thanks, that we are thankful to God for all that He has done, all that He is doing right now, and things that we yet to see. You know, we ain't seen nothing yet what God is about to do. So we are definitely excited about it, and we are prepared to move forward as long as it be God's will for our lives. I got told you we wasn't going to stay on long tonight. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You listen to Break Your Chains. YAT Radio is live on the air. Let's stay on, y'all. Let's stay on. Hey, welcome back to Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. I make that song right there, Go to God right there, because, you know, that's a serious song. I'm a Maze Frankie Beverly fan, but, you know, every time I hear that song, I figure that they singing to God anyway, because that's who I be singing to. So, you know, tonight was a night to give thanks. I want to thank all of you out there, all of our listeners all over the world. Thank you for being a part of Breaking Chains and what we do. And because we do it all for the glory of God. We give God all the glory in everything that we do. And because Jesus said that if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him.
Amen.
And we want you to go that way. We want you to always keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help, because we know that it comes from the Lord. We're going to send you in the right direction. We want you to stay focused on him. And something that stands out all the time in my life, a scripture that just always peaks for me, do like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, y'all, just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because we're going to always mess it up. Okay, he's saying all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So y'all, let's acknowledge him, trust him, and just submit to him, and watch our lives change. You know, because Pastor just told you we got a lot to be thankful for. We got a lot to be thankful for. We've come a mighty long way, and we got a long way yet to go. You know. And let's make sure that we do it in the obedience to God. Simple as that. As complicated as you may think it is, all we have to do, he just saying, all your ways submit to him.
We just gotta
submit to him. And then we'll get off that crooked path, and then we get on the straight one. So let's be prepared for that, my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Pastor Kemp and Pastor Jackson, Pastor Zena, for hanging in there and being consistent and everything and obedient to God for what he's called us to do together. So I want to openly just say thank you and throw y'all names to heaven, to God, and so he can bless you and bless you more abundantly for the work that you're putting in just here. So thank you, Pastor Kemp and Pastor Zena, Pastor Jackson, Evangelist Aquina, everyone that's participated and been a part of this on a consistent basis. God bless you, you and your families. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know, Pastor, I want you to get your final comments and prayers out of here, because we're going to be out, y'all. We're going to take a few days off. We'll be back Monday evening. I want you to enjoy your families, and we're going to enjoy our families, whether it be 6 feet apart virtually, the telephone, but make sure that you put your mask on if you're going to be going out. Wear your mask. Be respectful for others, towards others. Stay 6 feet apart as required. Let's be obedient and be careful out there and take it easy. All right, and whatever you do, no matter what's going on, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things be added to you, and everything's going to be all right. Amen. All right, Pastor.
Amen. I would just like to say that in everything, give thanks to God. Let us not be thankless people, but let us be thankful. Let us be mindful and thankful for the small things as well as the large things. The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from God. Sometimes gifts are small, but we need to be thankful, because he said if we are faithful over the few things, he'll make us reward us to be rulers over many. So we need to learn to be thankful for God with the small things. The Apostle Paul said he learned to be thankful in no matter what condition he was in. The Apostle Paul said that he had been abased and he had been abound, but he learned to just be thankful, because he knew that God's grace was sufficient to meet any need that he had. And God is going to meet that need to us. I want to tell you today, tonight, God will meet your need. And God will meet you where you need him to be at. Because the Bible declared, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never have I saw the righteous forsaken or see begging bread. If you are a righteous preacher, God will make sure that you have what you do. But just don't forget to give God thanks. Let us become thankful people, not thankless. Because I don't have what you have. I don't want to thank you, God, because I know people that have more than me. No, I am going to thank you for every little thing that I have. And I don't care what the next person has. I'm a thankful and I will be a thankful person. And we need to meditate on that. I will forever be grateful. I will forever be thankful for everything that you've done. From the womb to the tomb, I am going to be thankful.
Yes.
Amen. And I want to say just this. I want to say thank you to Pastor William and all those who I share this roster. We come on at night, and everyone that I share the roster with, I just want to say thank you. I won't start calling names. I may forget a name or so. But I want to just say thank you, and you're doing the work that God has for us to do, and that is to proclaim his holy word and stand on the uncompromised gospel of Jesus Christ. And let us, Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, giving you all the thanks, all the honor and the glory. Father, we come thanking you, Lord, for just the air we breathe, Father, because if there was no air, not an insect, nothing could live. The only thing we'd have is inanimate object is rocks. Lord, there's nothing wouldn't be here if there were just simple, if you take the air that we breathe away from us. Lord, we thank you for food on our table, clothes on our back, shelter. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. Lord, we thank you for our going out, and we thank you for coming in. We thank you for eyesight. We thank you for being mobile, that we're able to walk around. We thank you for fine manipulation, picking up small objects. We thank you, Lord, for a voice. We thank you, Lord, for eyesight. We thank you for the ability to hear. We thank you for all these many things that you have been given to. We thank you for the job that we have, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blessing of children and grandchildren, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for the United States, although it's imperfect. And we have a long way to go in principle, because you have good and bad in every race. You have good white people. You have bad white people. You have good blacks. You have bad blacks. Regardless of what it is, there's always two sides to every coin. There's good and there's black. There's good and there's bad. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you will just continue to bless this program, and that the things that are spoken would come to fruition, and that it would continue to build growth up in our spiritual walk, and those who hear the word, that they will mature in their sanctification and their maturity process, that they will grow in grace and spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you would look over those who have COVID-19 and who are in the hospital, those who have respirators, those who have lost loved ones. Touch them, Lord. Touch them in a magic way, and let them know, Lord, that there's no wound that Mother Earth could give that God cannot heal, and that everything works for the good for those who accept you, Lord, that everything works together, and that we'll be ever grateful, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask that you would bless the incoming president, that he will get a hang to things and come in and be able to change different things that we have going that's going wrong. And we pray that a speedy release of 45, President number 45, that he will go about his business and never to surface again as a leader. We ask, Lord, for a special blessing upon each and every one who are listening at this podcast or broadcast, that you would touch them, bless their home, make their homes of love and homes of prayer and homes of peace. Lord, not just for tomorrow being Thanksgiving Day, but we want to say thank you, Lord, for Thanksgiving Day. But I want to just say, go further, Lord. I want to thank you for every 365 days out of the year. I want to thank you, Lord, for 24 hours a day. I want to thank you, Lord, for 7 days a week. With everything, I want to just thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. And I want us to go to bed tonight just saying thank you, not asking for him to do anything for you. Just start thinking. Because when you think about it, from the day that you came from your mother's womb, he's been guiding you, lifting you, and bringing you, and putting food on your table. Just say thank you, thank you, thank you. The old preacher used to say, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough.
Lord, have mercy.
You have already did so much. So some night before we go to bed, make it a short prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because you did so much for me. You don't have to say it. Just say thank you and go to bed. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. It was so many things that I could say thank you for. But Lord, I ask, Lord, that we don't congregate. We're going back up with COVID-19. It spiked again. Let us wear our masks. Let us not be evil. And let us not be hard-headed. Let us not be narcissistic. And let us go and do what the epidemiologist and the CDC says. Wear your mask. And if they say your social distancing, if things have to close down, let it close down. I'd rather for that to close down and me accept welfare than for me to be dead and don't have no fare. I'd rather be home or watching football or going to church than to be in a hospital on a respirator. Can't breathe. So, Lord, we want to start abiding by what they're saying, that we can live and everyone should want to live. Lord, and as Christians, we want to say everything else, but the Bible said that we are to be obedient to those who are in authority over us. So if the governor says that we need to mask up of what we need to do it and stop wanting to be selfish. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, and I thank you for this program. I thank you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. All the Jesus children said, amen, 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 and thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. Pastor, we want to send up a special prayer for Pastor Zena and her family tonight. They had a loss in their family, so we want to send up a special prayer for her family for comfort and strength. So we love you, Pastor Zena, and we're here for you. So we'll definitely be praying. Everyone, speaking of prayer,
amen.
Join us this Saturday morning, 10:15 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be praying for the world. We'll be coming together in prayer, and that's every Saturday morning. So if you'd like to join us, go to the Young Adults Talk Facebook page. We have that information up, and join us wherever you are. Just pause with us and pray this Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Central Standard Time. Until next week, you have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving. Celebrate, give thanks to God. Most importantly, first thing you do, do what Pastor say. Just tell him thank you, thank you, thank you. And enjoy your family, enjoy yourself. Don't overdo it. Get your exercise in after you get all that turkey in you.
All right.
All right, y'all. Until next week, have yourself a wonderful weekend. God bless you. And we love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Good night, Pastor. We love
you,
sir.
Good night.
Good night,
love
everybody.
You. Good night.
Love you, Pastor.
God
all
bless
right.
You.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost. We're family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. We're dying,
we're dying.
They are lying, hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
I'm just trying to be.
Great as I can be,
great as I can be.
Grow with one another, living happily,
living happily.
But you hurting me,
you hurting me.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lying from Zion. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.